USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House Judiciary Committee sending the White House a massive request for documents this week. The Democrats on the panel say it's related to possible abuse of power and obstruction of justice. Now, President Trump is slamming the investigation, tweeting this morning that the Democrats on the committee have gone stone-cold crazy, arguing innocent people are being investigated and that the U.S. House is going to get nothing else done for the country. In Lee County, Alabama, 23 people confirmed dead from Sunday tornadoes, victims ranging in age from 6 to 90. Sheriff Jay Jones.
The loss of life and the hurt, the pain that these families are going through, words cannot express.
Dozens are still missing from what's already the deadliest breakout of tornadoes in the nation since May of 2013. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump renewing his criticism of Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar for what she said about Israel a few weeks ago. The freshman Muslim lawmaker recently accused pro-Israel advocates of pushing allegiance to a foreign country. President says Omar should be removed from the House Foreign Affairs Committee. John Bresnahan covers Capitol Hill for Politico. He says many Democrats have problems with what she said as well.
But I think Omar, you know, to a lot of Democrats, stepped over the line. You can criticize Israeli policy, but if you play this card that the Jewish money is what buys support for Israel, I think that's a very dangerous and it's an ugly comment that bothers a lot of people in both parties.
It's Mardi Gras, or Fat Tuesday. It marks the end of a celebratory season of events, especially in New Orleans, leading up to the start of Lent tomorrow, when for Catholics it's Ash Wednesday. And this is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
An HIV-positive man's becoming the second known person to be cleared of the AIDS virus. Doctors say the man from London has been virus-free for 3 years after receiving a bone marrow transplant from an HIV-resistant donor and 18 months after coming off antiretroviral drugs. Doctors say highly sensitive tests have revealed there's no measurable trace of the virus in the man's body, though doctors caution the patient is functionally cured and in remission, but they say it's still too early to confirm that he's cured for good. The Supreme Court is not going to enter the debate over whether churches should be allowed to receive public funds for historic preservation. Yesterday, the court refused to hear a case out of New Jersey where the state Supreme Court ruled last year religious institutions are not eligible for government funds. But the high court justices ruled just 2 years ago that churches can be eligible for purely secular grant programs for things like playground renovations. And the Country Music Association, releasing its initial lineup of artists to perform at this year's CMA Festival in June. They'll include Dierks Bentley, Luke Bryan, Florida Georgia Line, Tim McGraw, Rascal Flatts, Little Big Town, Keith Urban, and this woman,
right now, he's probably buying her
Carrie Underwood. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Right now,